I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
That was that was one of the first jokes I ever heard at school, which was when you had you write down your lunch, you put Superman on the bag, and then that person had to read out Superman. It was really funny. Greg Tompkins here, so-and-so's here, Superman.
It's like when we used to go to the Swagman and the guy would do the birthdays and we'd always write Mark O'Neill, 4 years old. And so he'd go, you know, Trevor Peters, 11 years old. Everyone claps. Mark O'Neill, 4 years old. Yeah, he's 14. We piss ourselves.
How old is McGoody?
They're all good. They're good.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Thanks, Sam. Well said. She's good, our robot.
I just don't. It's offensive to call her a robot.
Robots are going to take over the world.
Robot is a 1960s word.
Yeah, what is it now? It's more an avatar or a...
Yeah, avatars.
So remember that? Did you see that movie, which wasn't great, where the guy falls in love with his avatar?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Spike Jones, I thought, something like
pretty,
that.
Pretty bleak.
Yeah.
And it had Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, doing the voice. Yeah.
She did the voice very well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I didn't mind the film. He was going through some...
issues.
Yeah.
Some issues.
And she was kind of like... The way she spoke, it was kind of alluring.
I know, but is it kind of like falling in love with a stripper or a prostitute? Was that the kind of the thing that was going on there? Not that I ever have, but I can see how when people I've heard when people go to those sort of places and, or falling in love with the person in the bakery or whatever, and you think there's a relationship, but there's not.
Or walking past a mannequin that they're undressing in the shop and you find yourself looking at as the mannequin gets why am I looking at the mannequin?
But have you ever had that experience where you think you've got a great relationship with a checkout girl and then I saw one of them out one night, like at a band or something?
And wasn't interested?
No, she just said, I said, oh, hey, how you going? She's like...
Remember, we talk.
She goes, sorry? I said, yeah, I'm a customer. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. What? Oh, yeah, I work in a few jobs. Which one is this? Oh, it's a... anyway, whatever. I gotta
She's thinking stalker straight away.
Yeah, I know.
She's thinking...
That's
you know,
no good. Yeah. It's no good.
And I said to them once, do you judge people for their food? Because if you were at this checkout chick, would you go, too many bags of chips, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, ice cream again.
I remember there was one of the neighbours went through before me, and this is true. He had just a large cucumber and a tub of KY jelly, and I was just like trying to have a serious conversation. I'm thinking, what is going on?
And even though it was innocent, you would still go, you know what, I've got to buy some covering things here. Because
You would. Even when I was a younger man and then, you know, my girlfriend would send me to buy her hygiene product of choice, I would buy chocolate bars and Coca-Cola. Oh, and just those tampons or, you know, or condoms was the other thing. But now it's a lot easier for, remember we had to go to the chemist and buy condoms.
So you can buy them at the supermarket.
Oh, 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Buy them anywhere.
Having said that, just when it, you know, when you see them beep that one, you just, you know.
Yeah.
You look away.
And the vending machines. Anyway, let's... got off topic already.
Yeah, sorry. So because we are somehow related.
Related. We're going to try and work out how these two topics are related. They are related somehow. Shall we hear the topics?
And we don't know what the topics are.
No, we don't know.
And it's given to us by our friend Sam, who is the avatar.
The avatar. Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Your subjects today that are somehow related. Assassinated US President John F. Kennedy. And corsets.
Oh. Wow.
Well, my
brain is jumping to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, straight away, Marilyn Monroe, because he had an affair with her. Well, allegedly.
Happy birthday,
Mr. President.
To you. Yeah,
apparently, he was like a massive pants man.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
I think him. I don't know. What about Robert, his brother? Was he also or Teddy? Teddy Kennedy.
They're all. You know, all putting it out there, doing having the good times.
John Kennedy Jr. He's the one who died in the plane crash.
Oh, that's right.
I've read about that plane crash recently, why he crashed. He was flying at night and was just being guided by the lights down on the shore or something. Some bizarre story. He shouldn't have been flying, basically.
No.
So, a risk taker.
So Kennedy, I know, was really quite ill.
Yeah, because of the war. He was in the war, wasn't he? Yeah. He was in World War II. He was on a boat.
You were getting warmer.
Oh, Sam's liking this. Hang on.
Hotter.
Good.
So it's got something to do with him in World War II.
Something to do with his health.
Oh, his health. Yeah, he had bad necks and
backs. He had ulcers, I think, peptic ulcers and stuff. And I'm assuming that, you'd have to assume then that he would wear, perhaps because he had a bad back.
Yeah, have you worn a back brace? I've worn a back brace.
I've worn a back brace. Yeah. I was, without getting too show busy, I wore one for Russell Coit to do a stunt recently. And because I have a herniated disc in my back.
Do you?
I do, yes.
Can they operate on that or?
No, that herniated is kind of your standard issue. Ruptured is when it feels like you've been stabbed.
So does that play up often or?
Well, if I do the wrong thing, if I lean forward and lift, but ooh.
What stunt were you doing? I know the show isn't coming soon.
I was doing a thing where I basically just had to fall backwards and land on my bum.
Yeah, that can hurt.
But landing, that would press the disc, and then what happens is your disc is shaped as the physio told me, it's a bit like a lemon. What do you call it? Lemon.
Tart.
Not lemon tart. What are the ones where the custard comes out the side? Lemon slice.
Vanilla slice.
Vanilla slice, yeah, sorry. Right. And so when you squeeze on the two discs, which are the bits of pastry, yeah. It comes out and it ruptures and then it presses on the nerve and that's what sends the pain. Ooh. So what you need to do is then wait for that to heal. So don't put any pressure on the discs. And then, but if you rupture it, it's when you completely explode that.
Well, the physio told me that most people in the modern day have lower back problems.
Yeah, and you know why? Because that's where Pilates comes in.
Because we're sitting too much?
Yes. But we haven't developed muscle.
Oh, so
the core muscle. See, the back overworks because it's doing all the work, whereas the core at the front doesn't. You don't support the spine from both sides.
You ever thought about putting out some sort of video or instruction tape of Glenn Rollins, the back man?
So if you develop your core muscle, you'll take the pressure off the back, and therefore you'll support the spine.
Imagine you wearing light linen pajamas and coming out to a massive crowd and going, I am the back man. I'm here to help you.
What was that guy? The guy with the curly hair? The one that used to dance around and be quite exuberant.
Oh, who disappeared? Yes. Yeah, Russell Simmons or something? Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
I could be an equivalent of that. Yeah, that was the first character I ever did, actually. I did a character called Richard Simmons. I think it was his name. Who did facial aerobics. But anyway, that was the comedy company. God, to stop me. I've now mentioned the comedy company and Russell Coit.
Come on, mate.
So that right. I'm done.
It's fine.
Okay,
it's
put
fine.
A buzzer on me. Sam can step in if I do that again. So where were we?
Back problems. Backs. Back issues.
So I reckon JFK probably wore a corset.
You reckon he wore a corset? You reckon it's got maybe it was a sexual fetish? Because when you think of corsets, so you're thinking of back problems. I'm thinking of sexual stuff because of Marilyn.
You think
he was a bit of a deviant, who was the head of the FBI who used to, wear, women's clothes, that guy.
Oh, yeah, Hoover.
Hoover, yeah. Maybe he hung out with Hoover and they wore women's corsets together and went, oh, I like your corset. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a woman in a corset apart from on TV. I've never taken a young lady home in the 1850s or something and seen someone in a corset. So, I wonder if they were very widespread in that era. Women wore corsets in that era.
So we're talking the 1960s, aren't we?
60s, yeah. 50s and 60s.
I think that would have been... I mean, I've watched Mad Men.
Oh, yeah, they wore corsets.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's very relevant to that period. I suppose we could go... I don't think he invented it.
No.
Of course not.
But, his dad was... he came from sort of a wealthy family. Maybe his dad owned the corset factory. Joe Kennedy? Was it Joe Kennedy?
He was.
They owned the corset factory.
As one of the many things that he owned.
Well, he wasn't shot from the corset. No, that was a book depository, wasn't it? Do you believe JFK was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald? Do you believe it was a lone gunman? I think Kevin Costner did it. No, I think he actually did it. Read about Lee Harvey Oswald's past, he was in the army and knew how to handle a gun. See, there's the thing that gets me about conspiracy theories, how the grassy knoll... There would have, to actually have that guy shot by other people, there would have been so many other people involved. One of them would have talked by now, don't you reckon?
But it's just what's the theory? The extra bullet and the
well, there's a theory now that his security guard's gun went off. There's a theory now that the guy, you know, the guy in the front of the car, his gun went off and shot him.
You know what?
What?
Maybe he was wearing a corset when he was shot.
You are hot, so hot.
Sam's okay. Saying hot.
Okay, so we've got one, he's wearing it, and two, he's wearing it when he was shot.
Yeah.
So, but why is that relevant?
Well, he's wearing it because he had bad back. Is it? Is that because?
Yes, because he had bad back.
But I think he was just wearing it for kinky reasons. He was going to meet Marilyn later.
But that wouldn't be important in history.
No,
I reckon this has come up. This has been. I reckon they've maybe. So something's happened at that point of time.
Yeah.
What happens when you wear a corset? You can't breathe properly.
Oh yeah, maybe it affected his death.
Maybe there's reasons. I mean, he was. I hate to say it, but he was shot in the.
In the head.
In the head. So it's not going to say. I'm saying if he hadn't have been wearing the corset, he would have lived.
He seemed to have quite a big head, didn't he? They had sort of big heads. I'm not saying it was a good target for Lee Harvey Oswald. But who does? Someone does stand up about you can go to the book depository, but they've got the window. Have you been there?
No.
They've got the window glassed off like a sort of a. Like a museum exhibition, so you can't actually look out the window and go, "Oh, he couldn't have hit anything from here."
Right. you can't work the angle.
Yeah, you can't work the angle out.
Mm.
Okay, well, so
I think we need to come up with an answer.
So your answer is you have a go and I'll have a go.
I'm going to say that I'm going to say something along the lines of because he was wearing the corset and he couldn't turn round or something, or he couldn't fall. Maybe he stayed up. Maybe
he could go upright.
Maybe he was, because when you wear a corset, you can't bend from the waist. I don't think. So maybe he was. He didn't fall down, and maybe he wouldn't have been shot. But then again, he was shot in the head. So something to do with how am I going, Sam?
You're getting there, Glenn.
Maybe you're reading too much into it. Maybe it's just he was wearing a corset, and that's weird enough. That's a man was wearing a corset. I would say.
Okay.
But if you're going with that, I'm saying that.
You're going to say he was wearing a corset. We both got that right together.
Well, no, I reckon he wore corsets for recreation and he hung out with Hoover and got Marilyn involved. They were some sort of sexual swingers corset club.
I'm going to say he was wearing a corset and one of the bullets ricocheted off a piece of metal and was lodged. And you can see that corset at the... at the Smithsonian
Institute. Cool. All right. Sam, can you tell us the answer?
President John F. Kennedy suffered from lifelong chronic back pain. He wore a back brace and a corset to keep his posture. The first bullet hit his shoulder, then exited out of his neck. It then hit John Connally, the Texas governor, sitting in front of him. Connally dropped down after the first shot, but the corset JFK was wearing may have prevented Kennedy from lying down to avoid the second shot. The president was still upright after the first shot, allowing Lee Harvey Oswald to shoot him a second time, this time in the head, resulting in his death.
You were right, Glenn.
Do you reckon?
You were right. You were dead on. There was nothing sexual about it at all that I was saying.
Okay.
You were dead right.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you were right. You were right.
Maybe I should be on NTSIC. What's that show? What is it?
NCIS. It's the one where they solve crimes, law and order.
Bring him in. Bring him up. Bring Uncle Arthur. Oh, it's my third reference to a character I've done.
Who else did you do? You've done a lot. You haven't mentioned Wayne Wheeler from Upper Middle Bogan.
No,
so that's pretty good.
Anyway.
Pretty good.
So, have we solved another crime?
We've solved
another crime.
Somehow related.
Somehow related fact.
JFK wore corsets. Wow, who knew? Ooh, I've got to get my corset off. It's starting to edge into me a little bit.
The time that I had my back strapped once, which was like a corset, was very reassuring.
Yeah, I liked it. I had a back brace for a while.
Yeah.
When I hurt my back, yeah.
Except you can't turn.
No, you look very stiff.
Yeah.
You look very stiff.
And you wouldn't be able to do your shoes up or anything.
Oh, no, not at all. That's a job for the wife.
And you'd have to get someone to pull the strings.
Yes. Yeah, I remember throwing mine in a rubbish skip. I just worn it for so long. I just was walking along one day and saw a rubbish skip. Well, I didn't have to wear it anymore. It's like a crutches or something. You just want to throw it away and get rid of it.
You know, so there's things
you should probably forget.
I'd forget about that. I'd delete that from my file if I
were. Oh, really?
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
The back brace
yeah.
in the rubbish skip.
You and JFK.
Yeah, very similar.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill, produced by Courtney Carthy for the Nearly Podcast Network. Leave a review for Somehow Related where you like to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast and give us a review.
Have we got a sponsor yet?
No, but they're coming. They're coming. Of course, the company's ringing right now. Hello.